All right, what's good, guys? Welcome to another No Guidance podcast brought to you guys by yours truly, Barada. I got a special guest here. If you guys don't know him, Dog Pound.
Mm-hmm.
Also known as Carl.
Yep. Pleasure to be here, bro. Yes, thank you for inviting me. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. So, shoot. Let's just start off with, how'd you start, like, making podcasts and shit? Because I feel like it's been at least, like, a year, right?
It's been about a year now, yeah. Like, exactly. Like, I hit a year, like, mid-December. So, about a year. I always kind of wanted to start something. I didn't know what it was going to be, right, necessarily. Mm-hmm. But I always wanted to make content.
Yeah.
And, you know, none of my friends were making content at the time. Mm-hmm. Like, nobody in my circle was. Yeah. And, like, it wasn't even a known thing for anyone to, like, go make content.
Yeah.
So, but I really wanted to. And I just didn't know what until I was in Arizona with visiting some friends, and some girls were like, "Hey, you should start a podcast." Mm-hmm. And I was like, "Oh, it's not a bad idea." So I thought about it for a while, and I was like, "Podcast? Like, who the fuck would I interview?"
Yeah.
And I know like a couple rappers, like Noah and Young Wolf down in Tacoma.
Yeah.
So I was like, "Hey, you guys want to come up for an interview?" And they're like, "Yeah." Mm-hmm. And I didn't even have the name of my podcast. I didn't even know what it was going to be called in my first interview.
Mm-hmm.
And so that did good. I found the name, and then I kind of just like, I reached out to a bunch of rappers, and they were like, "Yeah, I'm down." Like, so it kind of just was a tumble effect from there. But originally it wasn't going to be only rappers, I guess, but it kind of became that.
I got you.
Yeah.
So in the initial, it was kind of just like a girl. I was like, you should try this.
And exactly. Like,
fuck it. And then you started just rolling with it.
Exactly. Like on some drunk shit, like, you should start a podcast. And I was just like, I know to her, it was just like, oh, whatever. But to me, I was like, I'm thinking about that actually. And when I had that thought, I literally bought all my equipment. Like I took a loan from my mom to buy all the equipment. I was working like 40 hours a week to like pay for all the new equipment. Right. And like the posters in my studio, bro. They're super expensive. I probably spent like $600 on posters in just one day.
Damn.
And it took like 6 hours to like put up. And like, I was just like, all right, I'm going to do this. And it just kind of was like a domino effect from there. Yeah.
I feel like that's the way to do it, though. It's just like, shit, you really don't know how some things are going to go in life. Just because it's like, if you never met that girl at that party, who knows if you even be here type shit.
Exactly. And no, it's just so crazy just seeing like the journey of it all. Like, I don't know, just like a year ago where I was and then where you're at now. Like, it's just kind of like just super surreal. It just started from that. Like you said, like some drunk bitch to telling me like, oh, you should start a podcast, you know, at a party. And then it actually stayed with me. So
I got you.
Yeah.
And shoot, what would you say like through, you know, it's been a year of Dog Pound being, you know, online and all that. So, I mean, what's been like the biggest learning lesson just through podcasts, doing interviews, all that shit?
Oh, man. I mean, dude, I'd say there's so many. Like, there's so many lessons that I learned. First, one of the big lessons I learned was just, like, how to, like, communicate with people and, like, how to conduct business more properly. And that's something I'm still kind of learning.
Gotcha.
But I'd say the biggest lesson I learned is, man, everyone's going to have their opinion about you on what you do. No matter if you do it or you don't do it, people are always going to have an opinion about you. So might as well just do it.
Yeah.
And, you know, like not getting discouraged off like the amount of views you get. Right. Yeah. So I would get like, you know, my last video got 1,000 views. This video is only getting 100 views. Now I'm kind of discouraged. And I guess the best lesson I learned was just like to keep going and just block out all the noise. Really.
Yeah. That's fair, so.
Yeah. Because that's so important, bro. Because, like, I don't know. For me, like, I'm the type of person that cares about what other people think of me, right? So it was, like, I had to break that kind of throughout this year to, like, not care about what people thought about me as much.
No, I got you. I mean, shoot, you're doing your thing. I mean, when it comes to at least making a platform for Seattle, when it comes to it.
Yeah. Just,
you know, because when it comes to the music scene out here, there's not a lot of media platforms, not a lot of coverage that we're getting other than local, you know, local people that are not really getting even paid from this. I'm pretty sure you're not getting like bank from each video, you know, type shit.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's just, you know, I feel like right now is most important just to build with each other, you know, rather than, cause I don't know. It's just like when it comes to just rappers, we can only have so many of them.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody can't be a rapper, bro. That's just what it is.
Yeah.
And having, you know, platforms like Dog Pound, like this podcast and what is it? I know Savo got a podcast too. Then so it's just seeing that is definitely like
it's cool. You know? It's cool. I saw like the Blacktop also started up.
I haven't heard of them. Yeah.
You've heard of them and like I haven't yet. Get to Know Them. You've heard of them, GT.
Yeah, I know that one, yeah.
So like hella people I would say in this last year has like started doing that, which is great, but I don't want it to be like a trend. I see like I don't want it to be a trend where everyone's like their new idea to start content is like a podcast, right? Yeah. Now that like it's kind of starting to like build, which is good. We need more of those podcasts, but like they're also, in my opinion, like there's so many other forms of content, right? You could just be making vlogs. You could be making doing whatever. You could be doing other types of interactions. You can make a day in the life videos with rappers. People will definitely tap in with that, you know. So it doesn't always have to be necessarily like a podcast or an interview or whatever. But I think people, I don't know, should be creative when it comes to like how they, what role they want to be in the city, you know?
That's facts though.
Yeah.
And I mean, is there anything, I guess, 2023 that you got planning other than podcasts, or is it just strictly podcasts?
Yeah. Well, I'm not a podcast anymore. So I kind of got to change my name a little bit because it's the Dog Pound Podcast, but I'm going to change that to just the Dog Pound because technically I'm not a podcast anymore. My interviews from here on out are going to be like 10, 15 minutes long. So it's like, that's not really a podcast, right? So I'm kind of switching, you know, my interview style to make it shorter and funnier and just kind of like all that. I think that's what's gonna make me go up to that next level because with me, I feel like with Seattle artists, like I interviewed some big artists and got big, like good numbers from those big artists, but like I don't want people to come on my show just, and the only reason why I get big views is because it's a big artist, right? I want to get big views because what they're watching is good, like is a good video. So I'm trying to like just like focus on that and like branding myself more because bro, hella people don't even know my name. Like they just like when I get like go to an event, they're like, oh, you're the Dog Pound guy. And it's because I never introduced myself even. I forget. Like I would be like, oh, welcome back to Dog Pound. I'm here today with blank or D-Man or Mike or whatever. And just I wouldn't even introduce myself. So I guess I'm trying to work on marketing myself just as much as the artist. So if you back like a year ago, you came to Dog Pound to watch a Mike Jack interview. You came to watch the Mike Jack interview, right? Or D-Man or 2000 Baby. Like now I'd want it like, oh yeah, I actually fuck with the host. He's funny. He asks dope questions type of thing.
I got you. I got you. And so what would you say when it comes to, I guess, what you want Dog Pound to stand for? I guess like what direction is that going towards? Because you say you want to go less towards podcasts, and is it specifically for rappers or artists, or is it like what are you trying to?
No, dude, I want just like that scene, right? So just like the entertainment scene, like you know, athletes I feel like are in that scene, actors, actresses, TikTokers, anyone really who's doing some dope shit clothing. I've already interviewed some clothing brand creators and some athletes, but like I just want to interview like I don't know. Yeah definitely want to expand like broader than rappers for sure. And like I want to be, because I feel like if you're just interviewing rappers, you only target the rapper demographic. But if you're also interviewing athletes, then now that's a huge demographic you're missing out on if you're not interviewing athletes. So I kind of want to do a mix of like a lot of things, I guess.
Got you. Yeah. And then so when it comes to like the reoccurring theme for like a lot of the episodes, I guess the thing I'm wondering is, so are you, when you do your podcast, are you trying to do like a thing where, or a concept where you're trying to get to know the person, or is it more like, I guess what route are you going with that, with the
newer ones, or
yeah,
like
with the content?
I guess with the content I'm going on like now is it's not like, oh, I'm getting to know you more or whatever. Like if like you saw the D-Man interview, like it's going to be kind of like that in the sense of like it's all scripted and I go over it with the artists. I mean, their responses usually aren't scripted. It's just like the questions. When I say scripted, I mean the questions I write. I plan the questions ahead of time. And I'm going to be doing that and asking some like uncomfortable things, like inappropriate things, things that don't make sense. Like I think the problem with the Seattle like music scene is everyone takes everything so seriously, right? Mm-hmm. And I feel like what I want to do to the music scene here is mm-hmm. like kind of loosen everybody up and not like have everyone take it so like seriously, like let up and just, you know, take a joke and like, gotcha. You know, and give something to the people where they can enjoy, you mm-hmm. know, and laugh at. And I think that will bring people together a lot, gotcha, especially gotcha. In the music scene, you know, mm-hmm. but that's kind of like the route I'm going. Yeah. Mm-hmm. With these newer interviews. No, but before it was like that, like I mm-hmm. was trying to get to know the artist and like, you know, like dive deep in their backgrounds, their culture, like, mm-hmm. you know, why they started making music, their dreams, where they're trying to go and all that. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like even for me, when I was doing beginning of the podcast too, it's like, I guess with no guidance, I really do try to get or encapsulate the guest I'm interviewing, just because when it comes down to it, you have underdog story that nobody knows about, the reason mm-hmm. why you're here or the year that you put in that nobody else knows about, right? Mm-hmm. And just to give a spotlight to you, because when it comes down to it, bro, there's not many people that's, you know, doing podcasts or even participating in, you know, just the Seattle scene.
Cause yeah,
right now we're like Chris City right there, you, Cartesian, we're all part of the Seattle scene.
Yeah,
just because shit, without Dog Pound, there might not be, you know,
yeah,
some kid in the future that you influenced or something, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So. Exactly. Yeah, no, dude, I totally agree. Like, man, I think this next year is going to be just crazy. Like, gotcha. I think this is going to be a busy year for a lot of us. Mm-hmm. And, like, with producers, artists, videographers, like, the podcast, like, everybody. Mm-hmm. I just have a good feeling about this year. And, like, I'm just kind of going to put my head down for this rest of this year pretty much and just try to pump out content as much as I can.
Gotcha.
What's called Travis Thompson saw my shit with D-Man and he was like, yo, I thought that was hella funny. Mm-hmm. I'm down to do an interview. And so I was like, all right, bet. But I'm just letting you know, like, I'm going to be roasting the shit out of you, but you could roast me back and all this shit.
No, it's all good. I mean,
and then he was like, yeah, dude, I can handle it. And so I was like, all right, bet, I'm going to start working on it. And then, so we have a date scheduled, but I'm hella excited about
That's the way to do it, though. I mean, just have something like where you're like, you know, you're communicating with both sides and actually have a full production.
Exactly.
Like, you know, type of thing.
Yeah. I want those, because I feel like if you do that, like, your videos will come off, like, just, it would just be smoother. Mm-hmm. Definitely a lot smoother. Got you. But, yeah.
No, that's facts, though. And what would you say, you know, I'm just trying to use 2022 as, like, a reflection point.
Yeah.
Just so you could talk about your experiences, right? So,
yeah.
2022, just throughout interviewing rappers, doing podcasts, all that stuff. What would you say was the most memorable event of 2022 right now?
Just for me personally, right?
Yeah, you personally.
2022. A podcast. I'd say the most memorable thing that happened to me in 2022 was I took like a 3-month break for my podcast. And it was because like are you saying memorable isn't like a good thing or just something that, I mean, like, just a journey?
I mean, I think either way. I mean,
okay,
either
way is
good. it's part of the journey, like you said, bro.
Exactly, exactly. Like, okay, I'll give you a little timeline. So in August, I got to go like meet Snot, Ski Mask, Suicide Boys, and like be a part of that, and to meet them and talk to them, and almost got an interview with Ski. Didn't quite happen. Very sad about that. But so after that happened, I was, you know, like pumping out a little bit of videos, and then I got like really unmotivated because I was like, I need to do something differently, because if I don't do something differently, then like my podcast is just going to plateau and it's just going to just stay there and just stay there, right? Mm-hmm. And I need to do something differently to change it, because my mindset was back in like September, like, or like August, I was like, if I don't change anything, like, this isn't going to go anywhere. And when it doesn't, when you know that, when you figure that out, hey, this might not go anywhere, you lose your motivation for it, right? So I was starting to lose motivation. I was starting to be like, you know, I don't really want to do this anymore. Mm-hmm. And then I went up to Pullman to go visit some friends, and I was like surprised. I think it was like 2 months I hadn't released anything at that point. Mm-hmm. And all these people were like, bro, like, when's your next video? Like, did you stop? Like, so many people were asking me that, where I was like, shit, like, if people were this, like, tapped into my shit that they're asking me, like, I don't know, makes me think I should give this a second try.
Oh, yeah.
And then so I thought of the idea for the funny interviews, and I wrote a whole script, and I sent it to Mike, Maka, 2000 Baby, like some a bunch of people. Like, I just threw them an idea, and they were all kind of like, nah, right? And then another month goes by, and so I'm like, okay, I think I'm just not going to do this podcast shit anymore, right? Yeah. And but I was like, I really want to do this, because like in my head I was like, I know this could work.
Yeah.
And then I sent it to D-Man, and D-Man was fucking with it. Gotcha. And it was just kind of, now it's like kind of coming back full circle.
Gotcha, gotcha.
But yeah, I'll probably say that's like the most memorable thing, was probably being in Pullman and everyone being like, yo, did you stop doing your podcast? Because I was like, fuck, it's almost like, if I don't owe it to myself, I owe it to like the people that believe in me, you know.
That's facts. And it's kind of a crazy thing too, when it comes down to just how many people do show love on social media compared to when it comes to real life. Because probably hella people that, you know, you went to school with, or people that didn't know of you, and it's like, they'd be like, oh shit, I see you doing your thing, blah, 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 but they're not liking the picture, reposting or nothing. Mm-hmm. So like...
all the time.
Yeah, talk about like that experience, just... just working through that.
Yeah,
you know,
fuck, man. I guess the funniest story. So like, all when I first started, I sent a picture and to everyone, all my friends on Snapchat. Mm-hmm. So like, I sent it to like 100 people that I kind of was like close with and acquainted to. Like, oh, my first episode just dropped, go check it out.
Yeah.
Two people responded. They all opened it. Two people responded. And then fast forward like a little bit, like when I was with Ski and stuff, and like all those guys, and I had it on my story. All those people that literally didn't believe in me, were probably talking hella shit about me, judging the shit out of it, were like, "Yo, I always believed in you. Yeah. I always knew you were gonna go do great things." And I'm like, I'm not even there yet, first of all, but I can see that shit from a mile away. You know, you just know. I'm like, that shit's so fake, and it's like, they just want to hop on whatever is popping, right? No, so it's like, they won't say anything to you, even if they have a bad opinion, just in case it does go somewhere.
Gotcha.
And if it does, you can't say, oh, I said anything bad to you about it, right?
Yeah.
But a lot of people, when I was in Pullman, they were like, a lot of people were showing love about it and asking me about it. I'm like, bro, I don't even know you. And like, also like, you used to be a dick to me in high school, you know? Right. Like, you used to, now you're like fucking... I don't know, fucking dick riding, like, you know?
No, that's facts.
And it's weird. And I'm like, I'm not trying to sound cocky or anything, like, oh, I'm at that superstar, like, level. Of course not. But, like, people do switch up once they kind of see it. Okay, it's kind of working, right? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's motivation to me. And, like, that's a good thing to me. Because I'm like, if you don't have those type of problems, then like, maybe you're not doing something right.
Because
that's like what always happens when someone's getting big. Mm-hmm. You know, people are going to act like they were always fucking with you, right?
That's
so nice. If you're not there, I feel like I have a long way to go. Mm-hmm. Like a long way. I feel like I haven't even touched like the tip of the iceberg where I'm going to be.
Gotcha.
But that's kind of how I dealt with it. Like, as far as dealing with it, like, I guess I don't deal with it. Like, I don't really care too much, you know? I'm not, like, tripping about it, you know? But, yeah.
And shoot, so... are you in college or anything right now?
Yeah. Gotcha. So, I'm a full-time student. And also, I'm working, too. So, I got a job, a full-time student. And, like, I was... that was hard, you know, trying to balance school. Yeah. Oof, that shit was ass.
No, I got you.
What about you? Are you...
I dropped out.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it.
You just gotta, like, for me, it was at a point where it's, you know, you gotta think about it. For your future, is it really gonna help the path?
Or
are you gonna be able, like, if you want the degree just to help you through the door, cool. But what's gonna help you get to the place that you wanna be at?
Yeah.
You gotta put in the work every day in, day out. And this is just the same way what a fucking degree does. Like, shit, a degree opens a door for you. Networking and being in places that where everybody sees you at, shit, that's the way to get into the door too.
Exactly. Because
personally, knowing like, say, the principal of this school compared to just getting a certificate and showing that principal? Like, what's going to get you a better connection? You
know? Yeah, yeah, exactly, exactly. Shit. And another thing with that is, like, I don't think people realize how much of hard work this shit is, right? So they think I'm going to drop out of school and be chilling, and I'm going to have so much time now. Like, bro, no, if you're going to drop out of school to take it as seriously, which I've thought about and, like, considered, like, you're not. You're going to be working probably harder than you were when you were working in school. If you want to make shit shake, then you fucking have to, right? I remember being up, like, all nights at, like, 5 a.m. editing videos and trying to reach out and network with artists. And, like, this shit is not easy. You're going to get your heart broken so many times, bro. Like, so many times you're going to get let down and you're going to have to get back up and keep doing it. And it takes that level of drive and dedication to, I put so much work in today, right? So you just imagine a really hard day of work, and, like, you put in your all into it. You worked from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. like on your craft. Next day there's no results from that work, and you gotta go do it again. You're not getting paid for it. Are you fucking kidding me? You're not getting paid for it, and you're not seeing results. That's why a lot of people can't do what we do, because when you see that, a lot of people are like, oh, nah, fuck this, right? Because without seeing results, it's easy for people to give up. So that's why this shit's so hard, is because, like, it takes a different type of person to really pursue something like this. Like, you got to really, like, love it. You know, if you don't love it, then it's, I don't know, I don't think you're ever going to make it.
No, that's true. No, that's facts. It's just, like, passion at the end of the day, you know, they say a man with no passion doesn't really have a purpose, in a sense. Exactly. Because if you're just a bot and you're just working a 9-to-5, bro, like, I don't know, bro. That's really not me for me. Because, like, what purpose are you really going to be living? Yeah. I was working fucking warehouse jobs and all that. But it's like, I'm thinking about how the fuck I'm going to get out of this shit. Rather than, oh, yeah, it's cool.
I can get a promotion.
You know, type shit. Yeah. I was never really that type of person.
Yeah. You know? No, totally. Yeah. Totally. Same. Like, I feel like, you know, man, that's what one thing my dad always told me was, like, if you like your job, you'll like your life, because you're going to spend most of your adult life working.
Yeah.
So I would rather work a job and do something that I love than obviously something that, hey, I mean, I know everybody would, but, like, yeah, dude, that 9-to-5 shit just, like, sounds like a nightmare to me. Right. You know, I mean, you could ask any creative person that's doing what we're doing, how a 9-to-5 sounds. And yeah, they're going to tell you the same thing, you know?
No, that's facts.
But yeah, bro, just, it takes, this is what I think, and I like tell people this. It's like, if you want to be a rapper, you're going to have to work harder than a million other people, right? Because a million people right now want to be the next rapper. So if you're not working as hard as they are, if you're not in studio, if you're not, like, chasing after this shit as hard as the next man is, then, like, you're not going to get there, you know? Like, you have to kind of, like, think that way, necessarily, you know? But, yeah.
And how would you say you were able to balance school, work, and even just doing Dog Pound? Just because, you know, like you said, a lot of people will fail in this.
Yeah.
Like, I guess, in a sense, if you had some words of advice to somebody that it maybe is in your shoes or maybe will be in your shoes, what would you say, like, kept you pushing
throughout
all those days?
I mean, there was one point where I was working, like, you know, 40 hours, school full time, and doing, like, trying to release, like, an interview a week. And during that, it's super stressful, I would say, obviously. But a thing of advice, man, start getting into a routine. Like, people with no routine, you're not going to get shit done without a routine, right? Yeah. So if you have work from 9 to, let's say, 4, and get up at 7 and do some shit before 9, and then do your schoolwork from 7 to 9, and then go to work. And after work, you got to work. You get off at 4, start working at 4:30 to 10:30, right, on your craft. And you kind of find, if you do that routine, it's routine like that, like, you'll have more time than you think. It's if you're on your phone, just on your bed on TikTok all day, or if you're just fucking, you know, just sitting on the couch watching movies, and you're like, fuck, I don't even have time to do any of this shit, I got work in an hour, it's like, bro, it's you do have more time than you think. I would say pick up routine, and stay committed, be hungry with this shit. And if you do have to drop something, like, maybe less your hours at work, that's what I did. You know, I don't work 40 hours anymore, but, like, but again, like, you got to pay your bills. So, you know, I don't know. It's, You just got to figure out what you really want. And if there's a will, there's a way. And no, you'll facts. Find a way for sure.
Mm-hmm. That's facts, though. I feel, you know, a lot of people don't know the hard work that you're putting in the back, behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't know the day-to-day. Oh, they don't know you're in school trying to get a degree still and working to, you know, support the business that you got going on.
Yeah.
And what would you say when it comes to time management? Because, you know, just what you were saying, it sounds like, you know, you got something, boom, 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 set in blocks and all that.
Yeah.
So what would you say, like, were you always like that or?
No. See, I was really bad. I used to be really bad with time management, like getting school work done. I'd procrastinate on everything, you know, until I was not getting shit done. And when I started this podcast, I had so much drive and so much motivation with it, like, that I wanted to also be able to have decent grades and, you know, be able to start still make money and whatnot. Nice. So I'd say, it wasn't always like that, but I think the process was just starting one step at a time. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't have to all do it at once, you know, like, okay, if you got work, start making a small routine and, like, you know, like, okay, go to work. Okay. Right. 30 minutes after I get home from work, I want to work on my videos or make music for 2-3 hours and then I'm going to eat and then I'm going to, you know, do this. So you kind of slowly becomes a process, but yeah.
And so going along with just, you know, just you doing your interviews and, you know, all your content. So I was wondering, when it comes to just, or what have you learned specifically when it comes to marketing besides, you know, just dropping a podcast and sending it to your friends? Because I feel like that's a struggle or a challenge that a lot of people face when they, you know, when it comes down to this.
I'd say for especially a podcast, like specifically, I think I had the idea that I could just interview any rapper and just ask the questions, oh, you know, where are you from? When did you start making music? And like, you know, all these questions and, you know, it would market well. And then until I realized, you know, like I was posting that on TikTok and stuff, I'm like, wait, nobody gives a fuck who this rapper is, this rapper they don't know is and where they're from, right? So I guess one thing that worked better for me was kind of incorporating like funnier or like more, even in my long podcast, it's like more unique questions, what if questions, you know. And I would market that, those clips, and it would do much better, of course. But also on the marketing side, just like making your shit look cleaner, because like if your shit looks cleaner, the audio is crisper, the videos are a little bit better, like it markets itself a lot better. And I'd also say, like, bro, you don't, man, I hate when people do this, but, like, you don't need to buy followers. Like, you don't need to buy, like, you don't need to market your account like that with a shit ton of followers. I think it kind of makes your account look stupid, you know? But, so don't do that for the people listening.
That's facts, though.
And I'd say, like, also, if you want to, like, market your shit, like, you got to, like, use... if you want to grow your Instagram, use Instagram Reels. Instagram Reels will really like help you out. And if you want to grow your TikTok, obviously, in your YouTube, I'll post a lot on TikTok and I'll get traffic from TikTok to my YouTube. And so I'd just say taking all things, don't just market on Instagram, right? You should also be marketing on Facebook, which I do. And then you should also be marketing on TikTok, obviously, and maybe even Twitter. And so you should try to use and utilize all the platforms you can, I'd say.
Got you. And what's it called? I had a quick question for you for your what's it called, your last podcast. So what were you thinking when it came to that? I guess just writing the whole script, because I didn't even know, like, personally, I didn't even watch the video in the beginning. And then Cuddy's told me about intro, the first scene. So yeah, like I was just gonna ask you about that.
I was about to talk about that too. So I think people ask me about that too, and they're like, "Are you dissing this?" I was like, "No, there's no dissing nobody." All right, what the problem? And I used to ask that question in all of my interviews, right? I guess the problem I have with that question is not the question, right? It's not asking the question. It's the responses I hear to that question. That I'm like, yo, I don't fuck with that answer because I don't think that's the truth.
No, yeah,
that's me personally, right? So it's like, you know, not to, I'm not talking about anyone in particular, but not dogging nobody. And like, it's a good question because it like, it brings people's perspectives out, right? On all the subjects. Yeah. But, you know, I heard someone say on yours, oh, we need a nightlife. And I agree with that, you know, but the whole, this is very, I'm going to say a very controversial thing right now. Okay. This might get a lot of people mad, but, I think when it comes to answer that question, right? Yeah. What does Seattle need?
Yeah, what are we lacking? What does Seattle need for the music scene from Dogpound? What you got? What you got?
I think this, bro. People are gonna hate.
That's good.
When it comes to the music scene, we just need more poppin' artists. Mm-hmm. We just need more poppin' artists, right? Mm-hmm. So you think about anywhere, you know, you got Florida, Lil Tyler's popping out over there. You have all these Mount Rushmores. You got Ski, X, Kodak, all those guys. And then like, oh, we don't have a sound. You think fucking Ski and X sound anything like Florida rappers? You don't need to bite on a sound to blow up. And like, if you just make dope music, your dope music is going to float, like no matter where you are, right? And so it you could be in Alaska dropping the most fire shit and it could do well. It doesn't matter where you're from. Like, I understand the only thing is like, we don't have a lot of like places where we could go. There's not a lot of studio. It's not like Atlanta where we're literally filled with producers, videographers and podcasts and everything you need. Right. Mm-hmm. So I agree with that. But I think, okay, we had the last artist to blow up out of Seattle on like a mainstream level was Lil Mosey. Mm-hmm. Since then, who have you had?
Highway's on the come up.
But when it comes to that superstar stardom, so if let's say we were having 5-6 Lil Moseys coming out of Seattle like right now, right, superstar stardom, like Florida's having, LA, where literally anywhere else, and if we had that, more eyes would be on Seattle. So that means if we had 5-6 dudes popping off, all the little guys would get the attention too, right? So I feel like that's what Seattle needs, is like the dope artists to keep doing dope shit.
Yeah,
that's what I think Seattle needs. And like, I know people are like, "Oh, fuck you, you know, you fucking asshole."
No, whatever, I think that was a better answer than, like you said, like most people, because you got to think about it. 9 times out of 10, if I do ask that question for someone, it's like they're, you know, pretty much along the same line of what they're gonna say.
Yeah.
But then you got that odd bunch that actually does say some real shit, like you just said, that not a lot of people might not hear, you know,
because
this is the truth. And this is from your perspective when it comes to, you know, you're kind of more, you know, you're not a rapper. You're not on the front line making all this music. So, you know, you have a different idea of, you know, that shit.
I have a listener's idea, you know, and I, with the whole, you know, like, oh, we need to come together. Like, I'm gonna just debunk that right now because
let's hear it.
Okay, we need all work together, videographers, producers, blah blah blah. Oh, you want a videographer? Yeah, pay for it. You want a producer? Pay for it. You want to be in the studio? Pay for it. You want to fucking vlog? Pay for it. You want an interview? Pay for it. You can work with each other, bro. If you think it's not like that anywhere else, and we're all just gonna come together as a community and all fucking work together and just get, oh yeah, I got you, bro. Like, no, that's not how this shit works. That's not gonna happen, right?
No, that's nice.
So it's like, if you want to work with somebody, work with them. If you want to work with Noah So Cold, work with Noah So Cold. If you want to work with Brada, work with Brada. If you want to work with me, you can work with me. If you want to work with, you know, Chris City, work with Chris City. You know, like, it's all right there. You know, all the tools are there for you to, all you need to do now is deliver on your end with good music.
No, that's facts.
And because I think we have the talent in the city when it comes to, you know, videographers, producers, studios, you know, like all of it, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, the artist needs to just come out with some hard shit, and then they got the tools right there.
Yeah. So, I think it just comes down to also just the media platforms, like the big ones. Not even, because I say, for me personally, I'm not even at a point where it's like, we're, let's say, Dubsy or any of those big ones.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel like, man, like you said, if we had more popping artists, we would be somewhere else, right? But if Dubsy did their due diligence and actually paid attention who's actually doing shit, like, we're out here doing our shit, but they don't post us, show us no love. Have you ever had a post that was reposted by, like, any of the media platforms that never credited you?
No. No, like just recently like they did. Yeah, just recently they did with the D-Man shit. But
yeah, but other than that, it's like they never showed the love before that. Mm-mm. And it's just because this is just controversial. That's the reason why, you know?
Exactly. And I think with... And I tried, I with the dog pound, I made it so much of a thing where, you know, I'm not going to be doing paid interviews or paid promos because I don't want to look like all those promo sites that are just, they're just promoting all those, like, artists that no one respectfully gives a fuck about. And I would rather have my page where it's like, oh, if you're on the dog pound, it's like an exclusive thing, right? So it's like, oh, if you're on the dog pound, like, you're solidified in some point. You're a hotter artist in Seattle where they're, like... I'm not just going to have anyone on my show. I'm not just going to have anyone on my page. And, like, I see Dubsy all the time just be posting these nobodies when we have heavy hitters in the city making dope music, doing dope shit. Like, why aren't they posting more about, you know, Mike Jackson 2000 Babies tour right now? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, so, no, that's facts, though.
You know, I think if they were posting more and, like, highlighting more of the poppin' artists, because when someone looks at Dubsy music, right? Let's say someone from Atlanta. Yeah. Some dude scrolls across Dubsy music, like, oh, Seattle rappers. Mm-hmm. Okay, let me check this out. See how these Seattle rappers sound, right? And they're going to check it out and see all these dog shit artists and be like, what the fuck is this? Yeah. Seattle music scene sucks, right? But if you just saw all the Mike Jack songs, Too Paid, Highway, 2000 Baby, you know, on and on, like, they'll be like, oh, shit. All right, Seattle might be on something, right? Yeah. But since we don't have those sites that are like, those promo sites that are really promoting like top artists, like I go to Fizzler all the time just to see, like, find some new artist, right? Yeah. And I know I can find a fire artist on, you know, on Fizzler, but like Dubseed's kind of not like that. So I get what you're saying for sure.
Yeah. And what's your thoughts on like Fizzler and all that?
Man, I fuck with Fizzler. They're cool, and I like their open mics and stuff. Yeah, they're cool. They promote people. They get their money, and they fucking charge you a bag if you want to get on their shit. Yeah. They were, like, asking me. I'd, like, text them, like, right when I first started, right? I was like, hey, can I get a promo? And they're like, yeah, what's your phone number? So I get a text message from Fizzler like once a month, like, hey, you want to do that ad? I'm like, like, no. But I mean, I think they're cool. There's another one that I like, Asian Culture. Do you follow them? Oh, so they strictly like promote Asian like artists, and I think that's dope as fuck. Like Asian producers, videographers, just rapper Asian artists, and like I fuck and talk with them and tap in with them every once in a while. But yeah, they're dope. I feel like they're the ones doing it right. So if you guys want to see an account that's like doing it right, like Asian Culture is like doing it right. But
And I guess, like, what do you mean by doing it right?
Doing it right, like, they're, first of all, their format is clean and they're promoting artists that are filthy, right? They're not just promoting anybody. And also, they're staying away from drama. They're not creating drama in their pages. There's no drama in their pages. And, I mean, they're really trying to unite, you know, like, the Asian culture and, like, the scene. And so, like, and they keep it clean. Like, they're not, like I said, they're not creating beef. They're not saying this and that. Like, it's all just, like, for music. Like, the put rappers on. Like, that's what they're trying to do, right? So, yeah, it's cool.
Well, shoot, quick question for you. Do you got any underrated or... Not underrated, I would say. Favorite artist from the town?
Man, I got... I mean, or, I got a lot.
Yeah, I mean, shoot.
I'll give you, like, the...
Like, put people on. If they're, you know, they haven't been in Seattle, Washington, or anything, they don't know any of the sound, say someone from ATL, New York, or any of that.
All right.
They hit you up. Hey, bro, let me pass the aux, bro. Let's see what you got.
I mean, the artist I would definitely play, number one, you know, Highway. Highway is... he's like one of my favorite artists, like, regardless, like, Seattle or not. Highway, definitely show them Mike Jack, definitely show them 2000 Baby. I love Toupain. As far as like a little bit more, what's called under, like those guys that are kind of just underappreciated and like they're kind of like underdogs, I would say like Nana Filthy, bro, is fire. I don't know if you guys know Nana Filthy, but Nana Filthy's fire, you know, D-Man's fire. And then the baby's fire, like the, she's gonna make some shit shake. Like, she's really good. Oh my, there's a rapper, Rel. Do you guys know Rel? Like Rel Moore? Yeah, he's fire.
I've probably seen some shit.
Yeah, he's fire as fuck. God, there's another one. Oh, Ralph D. Avenue. There's this rapper, Ralph D. Avenue. He's fire as fuck. Mecca, of course. Mecca Million is fire. Mm-hmm. You know, Marco Money's fire.
Yeah.
PMO Showtime's fire. Mm-hmm. You got Zayside too.
Yeah.
I'd say, you know, those are, you know, some of my favorites right there.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And what would you say was the craziest experience when it comes to just meeting, like, mm-hmm. a rapper for the first time? Whether it be, you know, any of the names that you mm-hmm. listed or doing an interview.
I had a crazy, like, experience. You talk about, like, Seattle artists? Like,
yeah. Okay. Or, I mean, artists in general. When interviewing or whatever. Like meeting them.
Oh, okay, yeah, I had a crazy experience being with Ski, because we were walking next to each other, mm-hmm. and I was like, I'm gonna dab him up. Like, I was like, I'm gonna dab him up. So I was like, oh, what's up, Ski? So I dab him up. He's like, oh, what's good? And then I pull out my phone. I'm like, hey, he's like, what's up? And I showed him my podcast. I was like, hey, can I interview you in your green room? Mm-hmm. He's like, yeah, come in. And so I come into his green room and nobody's in there. Mm-hmm. And it's just me and Ski.
Gotcha.
And me and Ski literally just got to like talk for like about 5 minutes. It was just me and him in the room. And it was just so weird because I was like, oh, you're fucking Ski Mask. Like, I've been listening to you since eighth grade. Like,
gotcha.
You know, yeah. And I'd say another crazy experience was like when I first started. Mm-hmm. Crazy experience,
whether it be like someone it could be a bad one, like okay. whether it's like someone rejecting you when it comes to being on a podcast, or
okay, yeah,
and seeing them in person or something like that, you know.
Okay, yeah.
I feel like that experience mm-hmm. probably does happen.
It does, but it doesn't happen anymore because like I've learned to what I can and can't say or let other rappers say, mm-hmm. right?
Gotcha.
So I'm not gonna say any names here, right? You guys all know these people. I'll tell you kind of but
that's good.
So basically, this rapper was on my show, and he was talking shit about another rapper. Mm. And it was like, it was dumb of me just to kind of go along with it, mm-hmm. right? I wasn't really talking shit either.
Yeah.
But I wasn't talking like shit about the guy he was talking shit about, but I was going kind of along with it. Like, mm-hmm. yeah, for sure. Like, oh, I don't really like his music either. You know, like, but he was saying some pretty foul shit, right? Damn. And then a month later, after that interview dropped, someone's trying to do an interview with me, mm-hmm. and he was like, oh, can I come tonight? It's like, tonight, cool. I was like, what time? He's like, 11 p.m. I was like,
shut up.
I was like, yeah, sure. Because, and I was like, this is sketch. But I was like, yeah, you know what? Fuck it, yeah. And so he came, and then, on his way over, he's like, oh, we got to stop. Like, we got to stop at a gas station. We might not be there till 12. And then I was like, ooh. I was like, oh, God. I was like, hey, can we just do this, like, another day, guys?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, no, we're on the way. We're 20 minutes out. I'm like, fuck. And so I know some shit's coming now. And they're like, all right, we're here.
Uh-huh.
I look out my driveway. There's no car there.
Yeah.
That means they parked at the end of the street and started walking. Everyone pulls into... I have a big driveway. Everyone pulls into my driveway. There's no reason why you wouldn't.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, fucking... Okay, this is about to happen.
Gotcha.
Anyways, the...
No, you're good.
The dude opens the door and like he's got a smile on his face. He's like, oh, what's up, bro? Mm-hmm. And then so I was like, oh, okay. I was tripping, right?
Mm-hmm.
No. The dude behind him, Ski Mask, only you can see is his eyes like that, right? And he pulls it down, and it was the rapper that the person I was interviewing was talking shit about.
Uh-huh.
And he was basically like, so what's that shit you was talking about, bro? Like, at 12:30 in the morning, and, like pulled out a gun on me and all of that. And then the dude that I was supposed to interview, like, started recording it. So I was like, oh, they're trying to punk me right now, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, I'm about to get punked. And so... all I said was this. I was like, hey, man, I apologize. I shouldn't have let that be in the interview. I apologize for what I said. If you go look back in the interview, it's not there anymore. Like, I deleted it. Mm-hmm. Like, that portion of it. And it's been gone for like 2-3 weeks. Mm-hmm. And he was really, really, really mad. Damn. And I was like, oh, god damn. And he was trying to like very much intimidate. I mean, they were recording. Like, I was like, oh, I can't get punked. I can't get punked. This is going to be on everywhere. This is going to be everywhere. And so I just kind of like stood my ground. And I kept saying, hey, man, I apologize. Hey, man, I apologize. I shouldn't have said that. I just kept repeating myself, right? And he's like, all right, let's step outside. And then he was like trying to give me like a lecture on like, bro, you really get, you know, get killed for saying some shit like this. Like, motherfuckers got nothing to lose. He was trying to teach me a lesson, basically, and which I get, which, you know, I know now. This was like almost a year ago, by the way.
Oh, so this was kind of like the beginning of
the beginning. Yeah. This was like February. And then he gave me a hug and we were cool and we're cool now. And like, we're totally cool now. And like, we're all good. And like, but yeah, that was like a situation where I was like, oh fuck, like I gotta be a little bit more careful, you know, like, cause I, I'm staying with my folks. So it's like, you know, whatever trouble someone's trying to get me for, you know, my parents are there. So it's like, you know, I gotta be, I'm a little bit more careful, like, you know, these days. And like, I know, like, if you watch my D-Man interview, you'd be like, what the fuck you talking about? But like, that's why I always tell the artist beforehand, hey, but, yeah.
No, that's a crazy, actual crazy.
He pulled out a pistol and just poked me, like poked me in the shoulder with it, and I was like, "My bag is shot. Like, what the fuck?"
Damn.
And like, oh damn, you know. And I was like, I just kept staying as calm as I could, and I was just like, "I apologize, man. I shouldn't have said that." You know, like,
shit.
It was fucked, bro. It was fucked. And he apologizes for it now, but yeah, it was kind of a crazy. It was a crazy story, bro.
Yeah, I mean, at least, shit, you're here today,
mm-hmm.
and you didn't get shot that night or anything crazier would have happened. Because at the end of the day, bro, I feel like a lot of people don't know how much like your own life is worth at the end of the day. There's no reason to put yourself out there where you're going to get yourself hurt or somebody else hurt just because, shit, everybody's dying nowadays. Like, hella people just from whether it's a fucking car accident, any of that shit, you know? Mm-hmm. But, shit, we just got to...
Everyone's just,
you gotta be safe with this shit.
You do. Like, you know, like with these interviews, I'm like, you know, I gotta trust you to bring you into like my own crib, you know? Yeah. And like, there was one time where like a dude was just acting like sketchy, like in the DMs. And I was like, I'm not gonna interview you, bro. You know, like,
at least you got the sense though. A lot of people, like,
some people are stupid, bro. Yeah. Some people just don't give a fuck.
No, that's facts.
And you're just like, all right, shit.
Nah, yeah. I feel when it comes down to just podcasts and stuff, bro, like, I don't think I'd do one that late, bro. That was a rookie mistake, right?
That was a rookie mistake. It was a rookie mistake. See, I don't do it like that no more. No. I do not do it like that no more. But that was the last time I did that for sure. I was like, okay, wow.
For real.
I'm like, who else is mad? And I thought we talked shit. This is like my, I can't say that. This was one of my interviews where I said some shit about Lil Mosey, and his people heard it, and like they got mad too.
Damn,
and
you're causing a ruckus out here, bro.
And this was all within like a month of me starting. So I was like, because I didn't think no one was gonna watch my shit, bro. Yeah. I had no idea it was ever gonna get back to Mosey.
Yeah,
you know. So I was like, oh fuck.
Seattle's pretty small, bro.
It's very small. Yeah. I've learned that now. Like, it is, everything gets around. Yeah. And like not Mosey, but Band Kid J was like trying to like do an interview with me.
Mm-hmm.
And that night that guy came in, he was like, oh, I showed Band Kid J all the videos and whatever of, you know, you talking about him, Mosey, whatever, and now he's got him. So I was like, oh, that's why he asked me for an interview. It was also a setup.
Damn,
and I was
like,
they're trying to set me. So I told and then I think me and Mosey are cool now because we've talked and stuff, and like he's just kind of like, hey, bro, I fuck with you, what you're doing, and like, you want to interview, you know, one of my artists, like, I'll get on your show soon. And I was like, cool. But I mean, I don't know Mosey at all like that, but you know, I guess I'm assuming you don't like me. I mean, he likes me now, but I don't know.
Hey, I mean, you're doing something for the city, bro. Like, I feel like you got to respect that at the end of the day, because it's like, without you, without the media platforms, we're nothing.
Exactly.
Like, if it was just rappers, the fuck are we going to do, bro?
Yeah.
No, you got... Oh, that's Ghost.
Oh, Ghost Boy. Ghost Boy in the house?
Oh, God. I'm about to just drop off the pack right now. Hey. Oh, yeah, it's good. What's up?
It's good.
Yo, it's Ghost Boy in the building.
Yeah, Ghost Boy.
What's up, guys? Ghost Boy tapping into No Guidance. Make sure you tap in every Sunday for a new episode, but yes, I'm pretty sure you already heard that in the beginning.
Yep.
Like and comment if you want episode 2 for Ghost Boy. Come on.
Let's get that.
Yes, comment sir. Ghost Boy.
Yes, sir. That's good.
But I got a question for you, actually.
Yeah, what's up?
So what do you think the Seattle music scene needs, bro?
It's a good question because nobody asked me that. Mm-hmm. But it's definitely, like, when it comes down to, like, even along the lines that you were saying, you know, a lot of people want to just say, hey, we need to come together, all that shit. If you want to work for someone, you can pay for it.
Yeah.
But realistically, we just have to, right now, I feel like we're still building the foundation of everything. Mm-hmm. Just like how Ford became Ford, Toyota became Toyota, Nike became Nike. There's always a foundation and someone with a vision that's actually trying to push that motion. Yeah. We got rappers like Macklemore, Mosey. We could say those two because those are like A-list, we could say rappers, right?
Yeah.
I feel like they, I don't even know how to say it. It's like if we got more motion from them promoting us, posting on their story, like it doesn't really take too much.
Yeah.
And it feels like, I mean, but then again, I really don't know though. That's what.
Yeah, because it's
a mixed answer, bro.
It's
really
mixed also, and it's like you know they don't want to become a promo page. Yeah. You know, so it's like I get it, and that's why it's so hard, you know, and like when you make the thing that you know, like Lil Cito, you know, making it. Let's say just for example, Lil Cito making it like. Decently big for where he's at right now in his career, and everyone like shitting on him, I would say is like a bad thing because it's like in his interview, like what did he do to y'all that y'all hate so much? Mm-hmm. He got on one of the biggest rap podcasts in the world.
Yeah.
And gave a shout out to like 5 Gunna Goof, like so many Seattle rappers. Yeah. And he didn't have to do that, but he did do that. And I feel like people were like in the comments, like literally, like really, like hating on him.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, like I get it, like okay, yeah, he's a square looking white kid that raps, and he might not live the way he raps and stuff. But like, who the fuck cares?
Yeah,
his music's like not horrible. What do you think about this whole rap cap? So like, in my opinion about it is, I think rap is entertainment, right? Mm-hmm. So it's a type of entertainment, just like a movie is.
Yeah.
The movie doesn't need to be based on a true story for it to be a good movie. I feel kind of the same way about music in the sense. Like, Lil Tecca cap raps.
Yeah.
No one gives a fuck that Lil Tecca cap raps. Right. No, like, all these rappers cap rap and nobody cares. But when it's a white boy doing it, it just rubs off the wrong way, which I get. But I don't know.
I feel like there's a lot of layers to this.
Mm-hmm.
Most definitely just because it probably has to do with even race at the end of the day, because like you said, there's people that rap cap, but they're not getting called out for it.
Yeah.
Like even 21 Savage said on a podcast, like everybody's capping about the shit.
Yeah.
Like a lot, or he said some shit along the lines of that. Mm-hmm. Like some people just are just paid actors, bro.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people, industry plants, like a lot of rappers nowadays, the reason why some people get popping like that, why did Ice Spice pop off so much?
Yeah.
You got to think about that, you know? Like, there's a reason why certain people are getting the certain motion. Like, even Cito had to work with, I'm pretty sure after he started working with his manager, he started popping off more because there's someone in the background that's pushing, helping him push that business.
Yeah.
But I feel like right now, like, when it comes back to, like, I guess, Seattle music scene, we got to get more people in the background pushing shit. Like, just, like, managers that actually know how to manage. Promoters that actually know how to make a good party, just all the foundations that ATL, New York, all those big cities that actually have established network of artists or music, you know, they got studios everywhere. It's hella cheap out there. The only reason why out here, bro, studios cost so much is because there's not that many that much competition. Same thing with all that shit though.
You know? No, I agree. I think the more like utilities that Seattle has and we can give our artists, the better, like just of course. But like I think it's gonna take a lot of time, you know. I think the Seattle music scene is gonna be very different 2 years from now.
I'd say 3 to 5 years it'll be popping off.
Yeah,
just because if you still do what you're doing and everybody else either you know, they're either going to be more podcasts being made just because of the shit you're doing, the shit I'm doing, you know. So I think slowly but surely that shit's going to, with the help of us, you know, with everybody that's working, whether you're a producer, engineer, all that shit, shout out to you guys, because without you guys, there would be fucking nothing. No podcast, no nothing, you know, for us. So.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. But yeah, man, fuck. When did you start this podcast? You said 2 years ago, right?
Right when I dropped out.
Yeah.
2020.
And how would you say this shit is changed since then?
Shit. How has it changed? In like what sense? Like where I'm trying to take the podcast or like...
Or no, just like the music scene. How has it changed since when you first started your podcast to like now? That's me, YouTube, bro.
Shit, let's see how it changed. I definitely feel like the music video market went fucking fucking filthy, bro. Mm-hmm. Like within the last 2 years, bro, I feel like this goes unnoticed for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Music videographers in Washington, bro, in Seattle specifically, there is a crazy underground scene.
Oh, it's nobody crazy. Fucking knows. It's crazy, bro.
Nobody fucking knows.
Dude, you got Chris, you got Ghost Boy, you got fucking Manzano Bros, you got Noah, like some of those newer guys, like they're so filthy, bro. And like we have a lot of good talent, bro.
Shout out Raiden too, bro.
Yeah.
And Jake Eddie, but nah, like, I feel like that's the biggest thing I noticed when it comes to just the music scene. Because outside of the music, I feel like everybody's been dropping music. But I think since Tata, bro, or Friendly Fire, I feel like that started a wave where people within the city was like, hey, bro, like, someone from our town just made some shit. Hey, like, let's get on this shit.
Yeah.
And that probably spawned at least 5, 6, 7, 8 people that try to pick up a camera and... only one of them actually kept on doing it, you know?
Hella.
So,
yeah.
And now you're at a point where there's so many fucking music videographers, but they're fucking filthy. Like you just said, all the people you named.
Mm-hmm.
And there's probably people still on the come up right now. Like, even Eric right now, 808 Eric.
Oh, yeah.
Shot by Uzi.
Yeah.
Their team's going crazy too. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, yeah. No, for sure. For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
I think that's the biggest thing. Other than that, I mean, shit's kind of been, I mean, shows are still getting shot up. I mean, you know, all that shit. Cutties are dying.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like since we're the next generation, we got to be the one who's setting the precedence for when it comes down to how to maneuver around, you know, in the city.
Yeah.
Or how to, you know, approach people.
Mm-hmm.
And not to have that mentality of, fuck you, if you don't fuck with me type shit. You know, like, that definitely... It starts going on a downhill, you know, because then everybody's going to be killing everybody. What's the point when if we're all trying to make if the end goal is to put Seattle on the map, why the fuck are we arguing with each other?
I know. It's like everything else, all that stupid shit aside is just like, bro, put it to the side, you know, like all that stupid shit, all that drama, bro. It's like so many politics in like Seattle rap. It's like that shit's got to go.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I get it, like to an extent, like especially if you're really in some gang shit. But like. Like, I don't know, bro. Like, that, you know, I get that's everywhere, but like Seattle especially, like people just really hate to see somebody coming up, you know.
It is shiesty out here.
It is, bro. I mean, bro, you think about Tana, you know, like like Juice the God, like when they're on their come up and like when they were really on the top of Seattle, that's when, you know, they fucking died, you know. Like, they had the key to get out, you know. And like, it is sad, bro. It's like almost like you get to a certain point in Seattle and you're still in the town, like you get whacked or something, bro. Like, it's
That's why even I feel like not a lot of people know, but when after I did the interview with Cito told me, he's like, bro, if you're actually trying to do some shit, and he was telling all of us, because it was me, Chris City, Ghost Boy, and Jake Srico, we were all just, you know, just talking, chopping it up after the podcast or that little interview. He was just like, man, if you want to actually do some shit, you got to get out of Washington, because when it comes down to it, it is hateful as fuck over here.
Yeah, it is.
But
you go over to Atlanta, it's different. Yeah,
it's a whole different thing, bro.
Yeah, you know Louis, right?
Louis. Yeah, even he's doing his shit, right, bro?
And he said the same shit to me. He was like, like, there are way less people hate on you and way more people are interested. Like, oh, let me hear your music,
because you're from
Seattle,
bro. Yeah. What the fuck's this?
Yeah, they're like, exactly. They're like, what? Fact. You say, what?
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, exactly. And, like, I feel like once that changes, like once we can get to that level, like it's gonna be easy for us. Like, there's talent in the city, but like, for sure, you know. Like, I just think once we get to that level, it's just, I think Seattle's going to be on the map, you know, as a, you know, Mount Rushmore of like, you know, rap and hip hop.
Damn, it's like that. Is that the vision you got for it?
That's the vision I got. Shit. No, I know. Wait, hold on. Let me explain that a little bit better.
Yeah, gotcha.
Okay, I'm not saying Washington or Seattle is going to be like, you know, a fucking Bronx in New York or like Chicago or, you know, LA when it comes to that, or Florida even. Yeah. But I think like we need our own Mount Rushmore of rappers, right?
Okay, gotcha,
so you know how every town has their Mount Rushmore of rappers, right? We need ours and some dope artists, bro. You know, like, I fuck with Macklemore. I fuck with him tough, but like, just like some new people on the come up, you know? Like,
I should ask him be one day, bro. Hey, I'm gonna say this in existence. I'm gonna ask Macklemore what the fuck he thinks.
Ask him, bro.
Funny. Or I mean, shit, I did that with Mosey already, so fuck that. Nah,
yeah,
we gotta get Macklemore now.
Did you ask Mosey that?
Yeah, that was the first one. That was with Cudi, and then first video, and it was him and 28 Ave. They had a music video or some shit. Yeah,
how was that?
Shit, every other music video shoot. Shit, it's just, you know, kicking it, just cars, shooting videos. Ass. Yeah, cars, ass, and that's really what it was.
Bro. There you go.
Yeah.
But, man, it's just so crazy. Just, like, I don't know. Like, where I was at, like, 2 years ago to, like, right now, it's so different. Yeah. Like,
how old are you?
I'm 21, right?
Oh, okay.
So, I'm still pretty young. Yeah. And how old are you guys?
I just turned 22.
Okay.
I just turned 22. Just a couple days.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday, bro. I didn't know if it was like a early or late birthday post that Chris of when you guys smoking.
No, we were chiefing.
Yeah, I saw that. 14 gram little joint.
Fuck, man. Never again, bro. Fuck that shit.
Yeah, but also going back to one of your questions when you were like, oh, why did you start this podcast? Yeah. And like probably like three, four years ago, I got clean. You know those little M30s? Those perks? Anyways, I was like addicted to perks for hella long, like in and out in rehab. I got to a point where my family wanted nothing to do with me. My friends wanted nothing to do with me. Like I was homeless on the streets for a couple weeks. Like I was really, really like in the lowest point of my life. I couldn't get any lower than that. And I was kind of like the factor that got me clean, I was like, yo, this can't be my life. You know, like, I can't let this be my life. Like, I've always seen such a bright future of my life, and it's completely gone to shit the past, like, 3 years. And I gotta get back to that future, you know? And I knew I was gonna die, like, pretty quick, right? Because I knew I was gonna die soon, right? I was, like, at that level where I'm like, okay, I'm gonna die soon. And then I was like, so I kind of feel like, with why I'm so hungry with like my podcast and really trying to take it to the next level or some type of content creating to the next level is because like I feel like I owe it to myself to like try to achieve what I can and can't do because like I always knew I was going to be destined for something more and going through all that shit that I went through like I promised myself that I was going to reach some the highest I can be, right? No matter what that's in. So I guess that's kind of what is, you know, like motivating me so much with this shit. Cause like so many people counted me out. So many people labeled me a bum, you know, a fucking junkie, you know, like literally nobody wanted nothing to do with me, nothing. And now it's completely different. You know, now everybody wants something to do with me and like not in a cocky way, but like when it comes to like friends, family, like those relationships are rebuilt, you know, like now I'm like, you know, in school, I'm working, you know, I got my money right. I got my health right. You know, I got great relationships, friends, family, and just like this podcast shit now. And where I want to take it and where I plan on taking it and where I truly believe it's going to go is just like the top, you know, like I think I see myself in LA, you know, doing this shit with the biggest names you've heard of a year from now, you know, so that's just like kind of like my mindset to just explain my mindset a little bit to the listeners.
No, I feel like that's the story that I try to get from people just because they don't know that side of why the fuck makes you do what you got to do because they don't know the shit that you went through.
Yeah,
like that shit where it's like, damn, bro, what the fuck? I didn't know it was like that, you know, like type shit where it's like makes you think like there's a reason why you do this. And like you said, you're at a point where you're just like, fuck, bro, I'm not trying to be like this no more. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it comes from a mature standpoint where you start asking your question or asking yourself these questions where you're like, these hard ass questions with like, just what the fuck am I doing, bro?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And realizing in that moment of, hey, I got to change.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't have that. And that's mm-hmm. why they end up the wrong path.
Mm-hmm.
So props to you, bro. Like, thank real you, deal. Bro. Because I feel like, because I had homies that got stuck on that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, bro, like, it's not a good look.
No.
And for you to get out of that, bro, like, real deal. Like, props for real.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate that. So, like, I remember, like, you were saying, like, I was sleeping in a gas station bathroom, bro. Mm-hmm. And I was, like, getting high. And, like, someone was, like, you know, manager just banging on the gas station, mm-hmm. like, door. And because it was, like, the only, you know, it was warm. Mm-hmm. And, like, I was like, okay, all right, I'll be out in a sec. And he's, like, I'm going to call the fucking cops. And I was, like, fuck. And, like, I'm, like, gathering all my shit. Mm-hmm. And, like, I'm, like, looking myself in the mirror. And, like, because I was using so much drugs, like, I was, like, 130 pounds. Just skits, like, sucking up. And, like, I, like, looked myself in the mirror. My hair is all fucked up. Mm-hmm. I'm, like, looking myself in the mirror. Like, damn, this is what I am right now. Mm-hmm. Like, this is where I'm at right now. And, like, I was, like, sobbing, looking in mm-hmm. the mirror. And, like, right then and there, like, I saw my life going, like, two directions. It was either gonna continue going on the streets and live a horrible life of just pain, misery, and probably at the end there's gonna be death, like, soon.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other side's like, okay, I gotta go through something, like, really hard, you know, go back to rehab and, like, do all detox and all that shit, which fucking hurts.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it's gonna be a lot better. So I was like, all right, this is what I gotta do. Like, I had to make that decision, and, like, I had to really, like, look at myself, like, what the fuck am I doing?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what am I doing to my mom, to my friends? Like, mm-hmm. they're all fucking worried sick about me. Yeah. Like, it's a shitty fucking feeling. It's a lonely feeling. And, like, that's something, like, I never want to feel like again. You know, mm-hmm. I never want to feel like a loser. Like, I don't want to just get clean and settle. Like, now I want to get clean and, like, take my levels and what I feel like I can do to, like, the next level, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I mean, shoot, with this podcast, I mean, it definitely sounds like you found a purpose for yourself of doing some shit. Because I feel like a lot of people get lost in, say, doing drugs just because they don't know who they truly are. So they try to fill it with the vice, mm-hmm. whether it's drugs, alcohol, any of that shit, you know?
Yeah, it could be sex, gambling.
Yeah, all that shit. Yeah, no, it's for real. Because it's just like anything could be addicting just for that dopamine hit in your brain, really. But sometimes you got to really just look at life, bro, and just like, the fuck am I gonna do?
Mm-hmm.
Like a chess, like it's fucking chess, not checkers, bro.
Exactly. And like you just start thinking about shit more clearly when you're mm-hmm. clean. And for me, it was like, all right, like I wanna really do something special. Like what we're doing is special, mm-hmm. right? Because first of all, not a lot of people do it. And mm-hmm. it's so fucking competitive to get to that next mm-hmm. level. It's so hard, right? Yeah. It is so hard mm-hmm. to get, because like, I mean, I know all you guys know how hard it is. Mm-hmm. Like when, especially when you're not seeing the results you want, like this shit is hard and it's mm-hmm. not meant for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
This shit is not meant for everyone. And it shouldn't be meant for everyone, you know, but not a lot of people do it. And that's why we're fucking doing it. You know, it's like, this is our passion, you know? So I feel like this, for any advice I could give to anyone, it's like, if you have a passion, you should do it. And if you're scared of people's opinions about you, like, people are always going to have their opinions about you. They're always going to talk behind your back or say whatever.
That's
like,
right.
Well, might as well have those people talking while you're doing something that you love rather than doing something you think everyone is going to like, mm-hmm. right? Even if you don't like it. So it's like, because they're always going to have their opinion. So it's just fuck it. Just do what you love.
That's facts. Say that again. Good deal.
Yeah.
No, what would you say? I mean, because usually, we're cutting close for time. But I try to use this podcast like a timestamp. So basically, a year from now, 2024, mm-hmm. January, what are some goals when it comes to personal goals, podcast or content goals, physical, emotional, financial, really anything like a timestamp. So next year, hopefully we could do another podcast again, and then you'd be like, okay, well, shit, this is the shit I did, mm-hmm. and you know, like,
okay, yeah. So February 1st, 2024, what do I want to have accomplished by then? First of all, a year from now, I want to be fully monetized on my YouTube and maybe making money from YouTube. Even if it's fucking $1 a month, I want to be, you know, at that level. Mm-hmm. I want to hit 2,000 subscribers on YouTube. I might hit a lot more, I might not hit it. Mm-hmm. I want to work with, a lot of big, like, not celebrities, but I want to work with a lot bigger artists from the town and not the town, too. Mm-hmm. I want to have a better routine. I want to be fitter physically. Mm-hmm. I want to be more emotionally stable. Mm-hmm. I want my money to be more stable. Gotcha. I want to ultimately like build the face. I want to build the face of like Seattle like content. Mm-hmm. Like when, you know, like, because I feel like there's not really a face for that yet. Mm-hmm. You know, like when it comes to the music scene, right? Like I want to build the face of it. And I think that would be really cool. And I want to just continue to expand on literally every aspect. I want to be moved into my own place. You know, hopefully getting into the school I want to get into, which is USC, so I can go do my podcast in LA. That would be hella filthy. Yeah. And yeah, I'd probably say those are my main goals, you know, but numbers wise, you know, 10,000 followers on Instagram would be cool. So if I get past 10,000, that would be cool. That's probably my goal. Yeah.
No, those are solid goals right there. Like, definitely. So, I mean,
I think I could do it. I think I
could. No, you could. Don't be holding yourself, bro. If you say you think, you got to change that thing to am.
Yeah, I am. You know? I am. You know? I'm going to show everybody.
And then at that point, bro, it's really just you versus you at the end of the day. And just, you know, like you said, you want to, all those things are just for you to get improve on and become a better person of, you know, Carl at the end of the day. Just be there for you. Because realistically, I'll tell you this, at the end of the day, nobody gives a fuck about you or me or Christian, except yourself. Exactly. And that's the reason why we're here. The reason why you're still here living, doing this podcast. The reason why he's still here doing these music videos and shit. Like, we all have a purpose. You just got to find that shit, really.
Exactly.
Just keep on pushing, bro.
Yeah.
It's just, life might be hard as fuck right now, but shit, there's always going to be a rainbow after a fucking thunderstorm, bro.
Good things pay with hard work, bro, and I've seen it firsthand. Like, when I work my ass off in, like, my videos do better. My numbers do a little bit better, you know? But, like, I just gotta, I think consistency, like, I want to be, like, super consistent. Like, that's one thing I want to be a year from now, too, is, like, have very consistent, like, load up of content, you know? You said you release every Sunday?
Yeah,
so I want to get onto a really tight, like, schedule.
Bro, you can do it.
Whether that's two videos a week or one video a week, I definitely could, and I definitely am. I just, you know, just figure out that schedule and just stick to it.
Bro, just start writing, like you said earlier, you have your time blocks, just start writing on a piece of paper. As fucking anal as this sounds, or maybe specific I should have used, fucking shit, people might take that the wrong way, but literally write 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 every fucking hour. Schedule out, figure out what the fuck you're gonna do for, like, what's actually going to impact you? What the fuck are you doing on a day-to-day basis? Like, for me, I had to think about, like, man, I'm smoking so much. The fuck am I doing, bro? That's so much time, so much money that's wasted. I need to cut that shit out of my life. That's what I've been thinking about recently. But it's just these little moves that you do. Go to the gym every day. Even though you're doing one push-up a day, shit, you're going to get to 100 after 100 days. That might not be a lot to someone, but shit, it's better than nothing. Exactly. Realistically, it's just having that mindset of, shit,
step at a time.
Yeah, one step at a time. A lot of people want to just jump and go for that clout. Oh, shit, I got a song with this person. I got a song with that person. Bro, you don't even know how to fucking work. You don't even know how to write a fucking actual verse. You don't know what a 16 is. Like, that's the reason why we have to take these little steps to become, you know, at a point where you're at. Because imagine if you, after your first video, 1 million views, right? You would not be in the same situation.
No.
You would have never learned all the lessons that you went through.
Exactly. And I've talked about that with my homies, too. It's like, I would not want to blow up, you know, overnight. Because first of all, that shit fizzles out fast. And second of all, like like you said, like, the shit you learn in the process, I'd rather blow up, you know, a year or 2 years from when I started, or like 2-3 years from when I start, than you know, a month or a week or a day, you know, because I feel like the shit you learn and the networking skills you have to learn, you know, like all the events I went to and introduced myself to all the artists and producers and people, like those are good skills to have in anything, as a person. You know, and how to be on time management, you know, like get there at a certain place on time or do this on time. You know, it's just stuff that you kind of learn throughout the process that you can't learn unless you go through the process. Yeah. And something about that whole process just makes it a little bit more sweet. Like once you get, once you get it, right? Like if you just like, oh, I'm going to become a rapper and the first song you do gets 100 million streams and you're like,
you're going to start ego being hella big ass ego. Exactly. And it's like, fuck.
Yeah, exactly.
From there, bro.
But
And one thing I would say to you though, as advice, and I'm pretty sure you already said it, but you go to the gym, I'm assuming. So for anybody too, for anybody really, the gym is the best place to just discipline yourself.
Yes.
Fuck everything else. Fuck a diet. Fuck all that shit. If you could show up for yourself at the gym for somewhere that everybody there is there for the same purpose of improving themselves, and it's not going to happen over day. The body you want to get or the weight you're trying to get to is not going to change if you don't do shit.
Exactly.
So you got to be the one who's putting the fucking proactive effort to make yourself be better. Because a lot of people want to say, hey, man, I want to get a six pack. Hey, man, I want to be, I want to dunk a basketball. Hey, man, I want to do pull-ups. Hey, man, I want to do 500 push-ups in a row. Like, bro, it all starts somewhere.
Yeah.
And just showing up for yourself.
That's what I love about working out, right? Because working out is one of the few things in life where you cannot get it instantly, and you have to learn discipline, showing up every day, or 6 days a week, or whatever you do, showing up on a schedule every day, and you know, you, if you want to take it the next step, you start eating right, it, like, it starts, and you have to sleep better, you have to sleep, working out's the only thing, like, you really have to be disciplined in, and scheduled to achieve. If you want to get abs, if you want to get this, or do you, like you said, you have to be disciplined, so that's one thing I love. Also, make your bed in the morning, just waking up and making your bed in the morning, it just makes me feel better about the day, right? And like, because the first thing I do when I wake up is make my bed. I just feel better, and it also teaches you, like you said, discipline. You got to do it every day. You know, like, you're gonna get in your bed every day and you're gonna make it every morning. Like, it'll just teach you that little bit of discipline, and it might not seem like a big thing, but like, I'm telling you, it's like, it is kind of a game changer when it just comes to teaching and like learning.
That's facts. That's facts, though.
Yeah.
I think that's a good, solid spot to end it at. I think that was pretty good advice. I mean, shit, if you guys did not hear that, play that again.
Exactly.
It's already been damn near an hour, 15 minutes. I kind of lost track of time, but shit. I mean, appreciate you again.
Yeah.
If you guys don't know, I mean, Dog Pound.
Dog Pound Podcast. If you want to follow me on Instagram, it's The Dog Pound PC. Dog is spelled D-A-W-G. Thank you, Barada, for having me on Guidance. Yeah, if you guys haven't tapped in with bro, make sure you tap in quick, because his podcast, all of his episodes are filthy. I actually watched some of your shit or listened to some of your shit. But yeah, thank you for having me, bro. I really appreciate it. For sure. This was fun.
I mean, shit, make sure you guys tune in every Sunday, 8 a.m. New podcast, No Guidance. Catch you guys.
Peace. Be there.
Yeah.
Peace.